Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Yes, you are tuned into Tomorrow on this Thanksgiving weekend, November 23rd, 2018. Remember, we always use the Friday dates going into the weekend. So basically, the 23rd is Black Friday, and coming up Monday is Cyber Monday. But you already know that because you listen to Into Tomorrow regularly. I am Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. Erasmo's in the control room. H is in New York, and Beth is in Naples. Let me see. Where's Joe? In Atlanta. We're just all over the place addressing your digital concerns. And you?
Chris Graveline in the Caribbean.
Yeah, you wish.
I wish.
Well, we're in Miami. That's close.
That's true.
There's a really cool French startups area here at IFA, right in the IFA Next, which is where we're located here at the broadcast and in the IFA Hall. So La French Tech is an organization that puts together a lot of French companies that are making some really cool tech. And our next guest is doing just that. End-to-end embedded voice recognition for connected devices. And you're thinking, oh, that sounds cool. You haven't seen anything or heard anything yet. So check this out. Our guest is with us from a company called Snips, and she is the Global Communications Director, Jenya Shapova. Welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Great to meet you, Dave.
Glad to have you with us as well. And you're just kind of right around the corner from our broadcast center.
Yes.
And getting a lot of attention.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely,
you have something very unique. You have the ability to tell your coffee machine to turn on and make me a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. And actually any other device that you can imagine.
It's so just that you happen to bring a coffee maker.
Yeah.
This poor young lady has brought carried over this coffee maker that is amazing and huge, to show us how the Snips technology is working. First of all, tell me a little bit about the company. How long has the company been around, and what are the kinds of things you're doing? And then we'll demo this thing.
Absolutely. So we are Snips AI. We are based in Paris. We exist since 2013. In the beginning, it was more like a research lab with three co-founders doing different experiments in artificial intelligence. And a couple of years ago, we started to do a lot of R&D and started to work on the product that we now offer to the market. So it's a voice platform for connected devices.
Uh-huh.
We do software. We are a B2B company. Basically, we work with original equipment manufacturers, producers of any devices you can imagine, starting from coffee machines to connected vehicles to other devices, and we are able to add voice to your device, basically make it intelligent.
So anything that you might operate, you're actually saying we can add voice controls
so basically
to make them operate.
What we do, we add voice is the most natural human-machine interface. So we replace buttons, remote controls with voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the specific of our technology is that we do not use cloud or internet connection to process your voice. So basically everything stays on the device that you are talking to. And this actually means a bunch of things. So first of all, since we do not collect, we do not send, we do not sell any data, there is no problem of data breaches.
Right. So that especially makes the EU happy.
We are coming to that. The second thing is also super important. We are not dependent on the internet, which means when the internet is off, or there are some places where you cannot have internet at all,
right.
That means that your device will still work. And the third thing, yeah, you were right. So there is this GDPR regulation that has been in Europe since late May. Mm-hmm. Basically, this is the thing that regulates the way companies treat people's personal data. I'm sure it's the data protection and data privacy is even more important now for the U.S. as well,
yeah.
After all these Facebook, Cambridge Analytica issues, etc. So we are GDPR compliant, I would say, by definition.
Yeah, by definition,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And with more and more opportunities to do anything, voice control, it seems limitless. I mean,
absolutely.
If you have the ability to control anything, then you can use
absolutely.
The SNPs technology.
It's natural. It's natural. It's actually even, you know, it removes the limits for people who do not necessarily know how to use these or that device.
Yeah.
It just opens opportunities for numerous people who would like to use the technology but do not know how to do that.
So, for example, the coffee machine.
Yeah,
that
so
you,
I brought
the heavy machine that
yeah,
you carried over
machine,
to the broadcast.
The heavy machine. So we there is this little computer. It's called Raspberry Pi.
Of course.
So yeah. This is the basically we did it on purpose just to show how it actually works. We didn't hide it inside. Would you guys fancy for some coffee?
Sure. I'm not a coffee drinker, but everybody else is.
Yeah,
But let's assume I am.
Yeah.
How do I tell it to do?
So actually, there is a mic that you are talking to. First of all, you need to wake the machine up because it's kind of asleep.
Yeah.
So you need to, we use a simple wake word. Hey, Snips. You see it works. Then you ask for, can you make me a coffee, please?
And so you see some LEDs flashing on the Raspberry Pi, and then she just simply said, "Can you make me some coffee, please?" And I hear the machine doing some rumbling and making its coffee begin to happen.
Yeah.
And then in a few moments, no doubt, some coffee will be coming out. And you even brought sugar and stirrers.
Yeah,
and
just because you guys, if you
check
want some
out.
Sugar, yeah. So there is coffee.
All done. You didn't touch the machine at all. All done by your voice.
I didn't.
And this is the cool technology. No wonder you're showing something unique like this. And perhaps our other guests, we've got Mr. Mobile coming up. We have other folks waiting in the background. Perhaps they would all love, it smells delicious. I love the smell of fresh brewed coffee. I'm just not a coffee drinker. And this is a classic example of how you did it so easily without with no problem. And someone like me who would come up
so
to this machine.
Go.
Yeah, she's offering it to you, Chris. Would you like a cup of coffee there? That's amazing.
This is for our operator.
So, see, that is good for me because I don't know how to make coffee. I don't drink it. So I could just come up and ask Snips to make the coffee.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it does it.
And you do not have to figure out which buttons you have to.
Yeah, right, which is pretty amazing. Yeah. Now, how detailed can you get? Can you say, make me a coffee with cream and two sugars or something of that nature?
Yes, it depends on each use case. So
that's true. The machine. Is it capable of dispensing cream and sugar?
Yeah. So let's say we work with a coffee machine producer.
Right.
So we meet them and they explain to us what kind of machines they have, what kind of capabilities they want to control via voice. And we develop, with our linguists, we develop data.
Right.
It's an algorithm actually that generates, let's say, fake data because, as I said, we do not have a connection to the cloud.
Right,
so, in
right.
order to train our systems, we need to still have this data. And how it works, basically, we understand the use case, for example, coffee, and our algorithm generates like millions of ways how people can possibly ask for a coffee.
Oh, okay.
And
so you don't have to be specific. You must say just this one sentence.
No.
It's going to accept
there
it,
is no
however.
There is no difference between women and men talking, kids, so accents also. Everything is taken into consideration, and we use this mess of it's like fake data. It's not human data. It's fake data to train these voice assistants for coffee lovers in this case.
Pretty amazing. And again, in this case, it's just coffee machine as an example, but imagine pretty much anything that you can operate,
absolutely.
You can operate by voice. So that's pretty cool. You want more information, you have to visit them at snips.ai. AI? What? Not .com? No. SNIPS.ai for artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
SNIPS, S-N-I-P-S. Jenya, thank you so much for
thank
spending a few
much
minutes
for
with us. We'll let you get back to your very busy exhibit here in the part of
Absolutely.
The La French Tech area, because there's a lot of people want to know and watch this happen and, of course, get a cup of coffee.
Obviously. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. We'll, of course, also link you to her site and all of our guests here in Berlin when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from Berlin, Germany, and IFA, IFA. It's the 2018 edition here on Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Happy Turkey Day weekend from all of us here at Into Tomorrow. Delighted that you've tuned in. Hopefully you're not overloaded on all the leftovers and all the goodies and the side dishes and everything else. But send us some if you got too much extra. We're always hungry. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Dexcom. Accurate glucose readings for people with diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Erasmo and I do regularly, and when you visit, you'll know why we love Dexcom. As we celebrate Thanksgiving and are thankful for our health, now's the time to check the health of your computer. With this week's tech tip is Ken Higgins with OWC. Hey, Ken.
Thanks, Dave. Thanksgiving is here, and we will all take some time to slow down and enjoy time with family and friends. It's also a good time to check on your computer to make sure it's in good health. Throughout the year, updates are added to your operating system, which can cause older computers to slow down. There are a few tweaks you can make to gain some of that speed back. Check to make sure that your startup drive isn't approaching maximum capacity. Drives at 70% full can increase boot time and shutdown times. Check the DRAM. If you can add more, now is the time to do it. And if you have an older system with a spinning hard drive, now is the season to upgrade to SSD. Let's all count our blessings. And from OWC, we wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. And now, back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Ken, and the very same to you. You want more information, by all means, visit owcdigital.com/into. Don't forget the owcdigital.com/into. Very important. And if you've got a question for us anytime, 24/7, call us.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Creating some of the best sound solutions in their class, Jabra is giving you what you need for unsurpassed call and music experience. We've talked to folks, especially our next guest from Jabra over the years, many times because they're always coming out with cool new things to talk about. And no exception here at IFA. Senior Vice President for Marketing with Jabra, Callum McDougall. Callum, welcome back Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Dave. It's good to see you again, once again, here in Berlin for another edition of IFA.
Oh, yes. It's in all of our 23 years on the air, since 2003, we've been doing IFA, and this is always our favorite remote broadcast because it's such a huge show. It's the largest in the world, covering all kinds of consumer tech and home appliances, and it's just an amazing thing to experience for our audience. We're always delighted, and that's why we always like to have folks like you on the show to talk about what you're showing here. So what is Jabra up to these days?
Yeah, we're making headphones, and we're making headphones for people who want to listen to music and want to talk to their friends and family. Maybe they want to talk to a virtual assistant like Alexa or Google or Siri. And we're making what we describe as our elite range of headphones. And this is really about no compromise for people who want to use headphones, not just for great music, but for voice as well. So we put all our microphone technology and capability into the elite range, as well as speakers, great audio capability for music.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, I think the favorite part of our elite range for us and for consumers out there is the 65T, which is our true wireless product.
So T is for true.
T is for true wireless. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And as the name suggests, that means no wires at all. Just earbuds that you put in your ears and you can use to listen to music, talk to your friends and family, block out noise, or talk to Alexa if you like.
Because you bring up an important point, because a lot of people say, I thought I was buying wireless earbuds, but they came with a wire on them. You know, I have to put on the back of my neck, and it's irritating or it's bothersome, and I'm running or I'm at the gym. It's not really wireless, is it? Well, no, but the 65T is a great example. The T is for true wireless, and that's what counts. And I want to show, so Chris can zoom in, we're talking about this carrying case that is very convenient, very small. You see Jabra on the front. We carry them in our pockets. You know, you easily put them in a laptop bag or just any carry-on, and they're very convenient, and they charge while in the case. You see, I open the case, and the light's on, and it shows me that it's charging. As soon as I put one of the earbuds back in, of course, it's charging again. And it's just a really amazing product that is truly good quality, too. We're not talking about, well, great, so it charges in the case, and they're nice and convenient and portable. We're talking about quality, and let's face it, we have an option of wearing almost any of them, because a lot of the companies send us evaluation units and things for prizes to share with our audience. These are the ones that we choose. That tells you something right there. And they're not a sponsor, so it's not like he's paying me to say that. It's the truth. So, and you've brought a couple to show us, too, that are somewhat different, I'm assuming.
Yes. I think we introduced the 65T earlier this year. We're pleased to see many people like you enjoy using them. But we wanted to offer people more choice. So the first thing that we did was introduce an active variant of the 65T with a more durable, better fit accelerometer if you want to listen to music while you're running and count your steps. And this time around here at IFA, we're bringing a broader range of colors. We want you to have the best possible choice of true wireless. So we have here a beige gold variant, perhaps for those of you who want a little bit of a different type of color. I'll just open the case a moment.
Yeah, I have the same issue if I've cut my fingernails. you can't get a fingernail in there to open it as easily. But yes.
So there you can see the gold beige variant. We have a copper red variant. We have a copper blue variant. And this is a new product that we've introduced here, which is the active variant in copper black. And that will be sold exclusively through our friends at Amazon. And it comes with 3 months free Amazon Music.
Whoa.
One-touch access to Audible and Amazon Music as well. And, of course, one-touch access to Alexa. So simply press the button once, and you can ask Alexa to do whatever you need her to do.
And you don't need Alexa to be – you don't need to be home wearing your earbuds for that, because you can connect with your Alexa anywhere in the world, for that matter.
Exactly. It's Alexa on the go. I think more and more people are using voice assistants in the home. Here you can access your voice assistant on the go. These are designed and sold through Amazon for Alexa. But really, if you want to use Siri, if you want to use Google or Alexa, it's up to you. You can access any of the voice assistants through our products. We'll deliver you a great-looking product, great fit, great quality. You choose who you want to talk to.
Now, see, that's also important. I don't want that to be glanced over too quickly, because a lot of folks are just stuck with one or the other. You either have to use Google Home or you have to use Alexa. The fact that you give us a choice is important. For example, I'm not thrilled with Bing as a search engine. Well, that's because of the deal with Microsoft and Amazon for Alexa. So I use Google Home for my searches because it's Google. Here you have a choice, and I think that's very important. Obviously, your folks thought ahead and says, well, what do consumers want? Not everybody's in love with Alexa. I've just woke up Alexa all over the world, I'm sure. But it's not just about one platform.
It's not. I think our job is to create good quality, good fitting, great audio devices. How you want to use them is up to you.
And the fact that you also have this available now with 3 months of Amazon Music, that's pretty cool. I mean, a lot of folks that may be on the border of deciding, do I want to go that route or not? Well, but I want good earbuds. I can get both. And then you find out if after 3 months you're liking that service, then fine. You continue to pay for it.
That's exactly it. Again, it's up to you.
Right.
We know you're going to want to listen to music, probably particularly with the active ones when you're running.
Yeah.
We give you the chance to do so. And if you like it, you can, of course, carry on the service with Amazon. That's your choice entirely.
Exactly. And, of course, in various colors, too. So so you can be styling as you're running down the street.
Exactly. We have we have the copper red variant, the copper blue variant, new titanium black variant. So it's up to you to choose the colors that suit you best. It's something that you're going to be wearing probably much of the day when you're commuting, perhaps going backwards and forwards from work, in the office, going for a run. You want something that's comfortable, something that's fit, something that's durable, and a color of your choice. And that's what we can offer.
And Callum, I'm also curious, what do you guys think is the future of voice assistants in general? Obviously, you realize the popularity of the Alexas and the Google Homes and the Bixbys and whatever else, whether it's Siri or otherwise. The fact is there's a lot of voice assistant usage going on these days, and a lot more people are discovering the convenience. Callum, you're always a delight to have on the show and always coming up with cool things to talk about. Keep it up, and we'll keep enjoying having you on.
It's a pleasure to see you, Dave, and it's always fun to be able to talk about our products. I think the Elite range of products offer something new and different to people. It's never a chore to talk about them.
That's for sure. Makes it fun. By all means, you want to visit Jabra.com, J-A-B-R-A. We'll get you there as well when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. If you're listening on the radio or listening perhaps as you're jogging, have no fear. When you get to your computer or mobile device, whatever the case, be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com and look for the interview with Callum, and you'll see the video of all these cool things we're talking about. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there's a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop. Try it risk-free today. Snore Stop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 20 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Snore Stop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide. All you have to do is call. It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you. Don't wait. Try Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets. Call right now for free shipping and your 100% risk-free trial offer. 800-984-0965. 800-984-0965. 800-984-0965. That's 800-984-0965.
Helping patient value shoppers learn from the gotta-have-one early adopters, especially on this Thanksgiving weekend. You're tuned into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And we're thrilled that you are with us on this Thanksgiving weekend, hopefully taking advantage of all kinds of Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales as we head into the holidays. Yeah, I know it's so early yet, but come on, it's Thanksgiving weekend. Kind of the official start of all the holiday shopping, among other things, is it not?
It is.
And I'll bet if you've got any questions involving anything involving consumer tech, you know we can help you at
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Atmos FX, digital decoration for any occasion. Have the coolest house in your neighborhood. Visit atmosfx.com. That's ATMOSFX.com.
Intotomorrow.com, where videos of all of our interviews are also found, as well as our social media, or our anti-social media, if you refer to it that way, as we've been talking so many months now about Facebook and all those kinds of things. But just as importantly, it's always great to have some radio guests as well, and you got to come to the site and see the video. This next company is at the forefront of finding a dynamic solution to noise pollution. I know what you're thinking. Okay, Dave, stop talking. No. That's not what they mean. Here to tell us more is the founder and manager of a company, an organization called Quiet Mark, Poppy Schuyler. Poppy, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And listening to you, I'm guessing you must be from, London perhaps?
Absolutely. Good old United Kingdom.
Oh, yes, indeed. So glad to have you with us. We didn't come here from London, which would have been an easy trip. trip, because we're in Berlin. You came here from Tokyo.
Yeah, we've been doing a global tour by demand this summer.
By demand.
Yes, and we're also very proud to have launched in the USA this summer.
Yes, cheers.
Yes. So we have a special relationship.
Yes, yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, then, especially our U.S. audience and our Canadian audience, maybe you'll get to them at some point, too. But tell me, first of all, what is Quiet Mark all about? And then we're going to get into some ideas and things that you're displaying here.
So Quiet Mark is the first global award for the quietest technology that surrounds us. So we've tested between 40 to 60 categories of appliances, cars, materials we build our houses with.
Wow.
Rigorously, technically, we found the very, very quietest. We tested it in labs with all of the latest sound measurement equipments to basically make a very easy way for us as consumers to choose the quietest products to help us have more peace and quiet in our homes, offices, and living spaces.
Well, how cool is that? I mean, I'm imagining folks listening saying, so you don't make products, right? But you put your quiet mark on products that have been made by others that are, in fact, meeting your standards of quietness.
We technically assess them, and then we award the very quietest the quiet mark, and then brands can then use that mark to shout about how quiet they are.
Wow. So if I'm quiet on the radio, if I speak to you like this,
should we whisper?
Yes, can I be awarded a quiet mark?
Quiet Dave.
Quiet Dave.
There are lots of quiet marks out there. I mean, we have to start Quiet Dave.
I have to change my name, or you have to change the award.
Dave's a very popular
quiet
name.
Dave. Yes. But of course, it's hard to be quiet on the radio. That defeats the purpose, right? But I love the concept, though. So you really are testing probably thousands of products of all kinds of categories. I mean, I'm looking across the floor here at the Showstoppers press event, and I'm seeing everything from vacuum cleaners to what appear to be, I don't know, air purifiers, blenders. We've got some here, hair dryers. When you brought a hair dryer over, I said, oh, come on, this can't be quiet. It's a hair dryer.
Well, typically, hair dryers are like over 100, 105 decibels, and you're holding it a few inches away from your ears. So what we have here is third quietest hairdryer in the world.
Why didn't you bring the quietest? I'm not good enough for the first. No, I'm teasing.
Didn't fit in my suitcase.
Oh, well, there you go.
But basically, this is called Silence Dry by Grundig, and it's launching here, IFA, this show.
Okay, German company, Grundig. So,
and basically, it is very, very powerful, but very quiet. So what we're saying is that you can have a very powerful machine. If companies invest more in acoustics, we can have the beauty of both, quietness and the powerful machines we want around us.
So I'm getting the impression that over the years, perhaps a lot of companies haven't been concerned about the decibel level that they're putting out. They're just saying, well, our product works and it does what it's supposed to do. Yes, but it's noisy. It's very loud. It's I hate using whatever, you know, fill in the blank kind of product because it's so loud. Of course, it gets the job done. But that's where Quiet Mark comes in and says, but look at the things that we put our award to. And perhaps you want to consider one of those products.
Exactly.
And you don't sell the product, so it's not like you're in the market to say, buy this hairdryer or that blender. You're making recommendations.
So we've basically, in America, we've partnered with Good Housekeeping magazine, and we are now their official noise testing partners. So if you look in the magazines, you'll see under all the product that have been tested, you'll see the little quiet mark with 3, 2, and 1 stars. And the 3 means it's very quiet, it's done really well, and the 1, I'm afraid, needs more investment in their acoustics.
Oh, so it's not the it's not the opposite. It's not like 1 is number 1.
No, 1
it's,
is naughty. 1 is like
is naughty.
Loud.
I like that. I'm going to remember 1 is naughty. Naughty.
1 star is naughty.
Yeah, 1 star, naughty.
Very loud.
So you're looking for 3 stars.
3 stars means really amazingly quiet. We love you.
Yeah. Now, do you also do cars? Like, I'm guessing some electric vehicles that are so quiet they sneak up on you.
So,
but do you award the quietest electric car, for example?
Car noise is very complex because there are so many noises involved in a car.
Yeah.
Without, you know, taking up an hour of your radio time to explain.
Well, we don't have that much,
exactly.
But I can already guarantee I'm going to get you on the show again. There's so much more to talk about, but I'm sorry, you were saying.
So basically, we partner with certain companies that have Uber investors, so BMW. I have amazingly quiet cars, and we also partnered on a feature film called In Pursuit of Silence by Patrick Shen, and we were able to feature one or two of the Quiet Mark awarded brands that are really leading the acoustic design revolution within that feature film.
Very cool. And I'll bet we can get more information at quietmark.com. Perfect website for what you do. So thank you, Poppy, for joining
Dave,
us.
Dave, thank you so
minutes.
Much. Absolute pleasure.
My pleasure, by all means. QuietMark.com. When you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com, then you can also, of course, hear Poppy's interview, all 3 hours of this week's broadcast from Berlin, Germany. And, of course, check out all the videos, too. And trust me, you want to see this one. There's some really cool products. And Poppy's not too bad to see either. She's fun to talk to as well. IntoTomorrow.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany and IFA here on the Advanced Media Network.
In today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
It's almost impossible to imagine going anywhere without our arsenal of devices these days. And gosh, being away from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, whatever, for a whole day? Impossible. After all, without all those things, how could we possibly share and communicate with people? Well, we'll help you control your tech so it doesn't control you, whether it be on this Thanksgiving weekend or any time. Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter?
You know it on all 4,000 email addresses that I use.
Okay. Well, how did you subscribe to it?
It was easy. I simply went to intotomorrow.com. A little box popped up that asked only for my email, which I understand Into Tomorrow never shares with anyone, so I have complete privacy. And then it's a double opt-in thing. Once I put my email address in there, I got another email that says, are you sure? Click this to be sure, because we don't spam anybody. And then voila, I was getting it.
And you'll want to get it every week. Again, stop by intotomorrow.com and to your email address in the red box.
Our next guest joining us here in Berlin at IFA has a lot to do with a lot of cool products, accessory items, keyboards, mice, gaming things, headsets, lots of neat stuff. The Associate Director for Product Marketing with Razer is Hilmar Hahn. Hilmar, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you because you're showing a lot of stuff here at IFA, as one would expect. A company like Razer always having some cool things. What's getting the most attention? What are you showing at IFA?
All right, so we have three products that we have just announced yesterday morning at the first day of IFA.
So this just in.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just out, as it were.
Yeah, and we have a theme for these, and we're calling it Raise the Level Cap. It's all about gaming, obviously. And what we mean by that is we took the most popular families of products that we have and basically overhauled the entire feature set and technology to bring them into 2018 to get the most value to gamers out there.
Very good.
So just to kick it off, we have, of course, our most popular gaming headset, which is called the Razer Kraken. And this year's edition is called the Razer Kraken Tournament Edition.
The Razer Kraken Tournament Edition. Wow, and these are some nice, hefty headphones, too. No doubt something a gamer would definitely enjoy.
Absolutely. So these are all about, number one, the audio experience, the audio customization that you can do with that, as well as the comfort level that we're providing for very long gaming sessions.
Man, this extendable microphone looks like it's almost as good as our very expensive Sennheiser broadcasting mics here.
Yeah, and, I mean, the goal is that you can play with your friends and in tournament situations where you need a lot of coordination as you're playing the game.
Yeah.
So you want to be connected to your teammates as well as maybe your coach as well. So this is why the microphone is a very integral part of that headset.
That's true. You want them to hear if it's an order or a command or I'm coming around the corner or cover me, whatever the case, right?
Yep.
So audio becomes very important as well, and you don't want lag time. You don't want somebody saying, what? They've got to hear you, which also explains why you have such good quality headset here, too.
Ear cushions actually have a very unique thing, that which we call cooling gel ear cushions. It means that we have a special memory foam in there that's even denser than normal memory foam, and they actually keep your ears cool for a lot longer time than regular memory foam ear cushions.
We should be using these under these hot TV lights all day for 6 days here at IFA. So that's pretty wild.
Right.
And it actually does then keep your ears, your head cool
so
while you're using, because you're gaming sometimes for a whole weekend.
Sure, yeah.
Come on now, take a break. But still, the fact is, you can be really competitive in these tournaments for hours and hours.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's why we made it. And then moving on, perhaps here to the keyboard that we have, which is our Razer Black Widow Elite mechanical keyboard. So the unique thing about that is it is an entirely mechanical key infrastructure or structure here.
Oh.
And Razer, we make these mechanical switches ourselves. So we manufacture the switches, and we're able to innovate in terms of what we offer in the switches as well. So for this year, we have these side walls that you see on the left and right side of the switch.
And for those listening on the radio yet to see the video, know you can visit intotomorrow.com, see the video of all these cool things that Hilmar is talking about, and all of our guests from IFA again this year. We've got a multi-camera shoot, and in this case, I'm holding it up for the camera. He popped one of the keys off to show us the tech underneath them, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we really do focus on even the component level things that we do with our products, not just the outside flashy lights and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So these switches are extremely stable and durable. So they last over years, and they don't degrade over time. So you can expect the same level of consistency that you have from the day one out of box.
And what's cool, as we're showing it on cameras, I noticed the keyboard back lighting is changing various colors, so you can select whatever you want, or probably let it keep going if you just like a lot of variety.
So yeah, it's fully customizable in terms of every single switch on the keyboard. You can have a different light if you so choose. We call that Razer Chroma. It has a unified configuration software which you go into and actually customize all of the lights, all of the functionality of the switches, what kind of macros you want to have there, special shortcuts in games. All of that is freely customizable.
Available now, and for how much?
Available now, $169 US dollars.
Okay. Man, for all that it does, that seems very reasonable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's cool. And was there something else we wanted to show?
Yeah, last but not least.
I was hiding.
Our newest wireless gaming mouse.
The newest wireless gaming mouse.
And that one's called Razer Mamba Wireless.
Wow.
Basically, a very high battery life, 50 hours on a single charge, and a very high-performance optical sensor there. So all of your... for all of your gaming needs, accuracy, and also fully customizable in terms of the lights and in terms of the buttons, layouts, and all that.
Man, that's pretty cool. And available now and selling for what?
Available right now for $99.
Okay. Right. Again, for all it does, you want to certainly grab all of those. Razer, Razer.com for more information. Hilmar, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks so much.
I know you're getting a lot of attention, rightly so, here at IFA. We'll let you get back to your busy exhibit.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away. There's much more to come from Berlin, Germany.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Do all your electronic devices work the way you work, whether it be on this Thanksgiving weekend or otherwise? Well, you don't care whose logo is on it as long as it does the job. Does your tech sometimes let you down? Never. Well, call us anytime at Into Tomorrow. We can help 24/7. Questions, comments, maybe you've got some help for another listener. Whatever the case, we love all of your calls, and we want to hear you on the air, and we want to send you prizes for when you participate. It really is easy, and I sort of hold your hand through the process. The old-fashioned way is the 800 number, which is
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC Digital, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing available at owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Our next guest here at IFA in Berlin, joining us on Into Tomorrow, makes the modern-day love messenger. And you think, whoa, that sounds fun. What could that be? Well, stay tuned. We're about to tell you. The co-founder and CEO of a company called Lovebox is Jean Gregoire. Did I say your name right?
Very, very good.
Oh, good. So maybe one day I'll have a Lovebox because I don't know how to say your name. Tell me, Jean, what the Lovebox is all about. First of all, tell me about your company, and then we'll get into the actual product.
Yeah. So it's a company. It's a French company.
I would never have guessed.
Given the product. Yeah. We are a team of six people between France and San Francisco.
Wow.
And so we created a messaging device for your loved ones only. And it really, you know, help you keep connected, having an emotional connection with them. Mm-hmm. So you give this box to a person you love. It can be your mother, your significant other, any family member you really love. And then they have this at home. It's connected to their Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh.
And on your side, you have a mobile app which allows you to send messages to the love box.
And when you send a message, I'm guessing here, let me get my hand out of the way of the camera shot. Again, if you're listening on the radio, don't worry. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. You'll see the video of all the radio interviews. And just look for the video with Jean and talking about the love box. And it's a small, for those listening on the radio, not yet seeing the video, like a very small jewelry box or something you might put your rings in or something about mm-hmm. that size. And on the outside is a plastic heart, a nice red heart that is moving back and forth a lot. Like, I must have a message in this love box.
Exactly. That's the way you know when you go home and you see the heart spinning, it notifies that you have a message, and it will continue spinning until you open the lid.
Okay.
Just
well,
do
please,
it.
Please
do
go
it
right ahead so that way I can angle it.
The message inside.
Look inside. There's an LCD screen with a, whoops, I'm going to drop it, with a message. In this case, it says, I just arrived at the IFA. I found something for you. Miss you. Aw, a collective aw. But that's very cool. So not only could you use this for your significant other, and clearly you can customize messages, right?
Exactly.
So you can say whatever you want. I mean, we're talking about the love connection here. So
yeah,
you can say whatever you'd like between consenting adults, for example. Or I'm guessing maybe you want to use something like this for grandmother or some other family member far away that you just want to say hello once in a while and let him or her know what's going on in your life and theirs. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the three big use cases, it's the couples, of course, but it's only 50% of the people who buy one.
Got
and
it.
Actually, many people buy that for parents and kids relationship. And, you know, kids are so happy to see a message from their parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the parents, you know, they stay late at home, at work
or something,
and
sure,
they can see a drawing sent by the parents. Or a lot of people buy that for their grandmother, for example, so that, you know, all the grandchildren can take care of the grandmother and send positive messages to her.
Yeah.
So
that's wonderful because, like, right now the heart is not spinning on the box because we've opened it and read the message. So if you send another message, the heart will start spinning.
Exactly.
And I loved that concept where you mentioned even perhaps young kids. And are these available now?
Yeah. So we launched that on Kickstarter. It was last October. And we shipped everything for Christmas. And since we
nice.
Launched, we shipped 10,000 units to customers.
Wow.
50% in Europe and 50% in the U.S. So it's been an amazing launch. And so
yeah,
we're super happy.
Visit lovebox.love. Yes, that's a correct domain. Lovebox, B-O-X, dot love. And we'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from Berlin, Germany, here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.